state regulators were taking another look at a controversial natural gas pipeline. This morning, the State Public Service Board opened technical hearings into the Vermont gas pipeline. The board is deciding whether the project should still go ahead despite dramatic cost increases. As VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, members of the board showed a keen interest in what company executives knew and when.
When Vermont Gas President Don Rendell took the stand before the board on Monday, board member Margaret Cheney asked a question critics of the pipeline have posed for months.
Why should the board rely on Vermont Gas's representations in this proceeding, given our arguably misplaced reliance last fall?
Over the course of the last year, cost estimates for the project have ballooned from $87 million to $154 million, despite virtually no changes to the pipeline's design. The company is in the tricky position of trumpeting the accuracy of its current estimates while defending its use of previous estimates as reasonable at the time. CEO Don Gilbert left the company at the end of last year, just as the latest estimates came out. That makes things more complicated for regulators and perhaps simpler for Vermont Gas. It goes like this. Someone asks, like Cheney did, how it's possible to be confident in Vermont Gas estimates when so many previous ones have been wrong. Here's Don Rendell speaking in an interview on why the new estimates are good ones.
We undertook a very disciplined and rigorous review of the project from, as I call it, from the bottom up. We were very focused on doing it using best practices, industry standards for estimating these kinds of projects. We did it in the context of knowing a lot more about where we were in the cycle of the project and the progress of the project.
So the new estimates were developed with widely recognized standards using a proven methodology. But the next question becomes, how is it that the company was confident in the estimates that were generated with another methodology that wasn't the one you just described? And this is where that leadership change comes in.
Well, I can't speak for what was driving the company's confidence at a time when I was not there to see it.
The board is weighing whether to reconsider its approval of the Addison County pipeline now that the cost of the project has nearly doubled since that approval was granted. Vermont Gas Vice President James Sinclair attributed the decision to switch cost methodologies to a predecessor, but he did not explain why the company needed to make the switch.
I think my understanding at the time is it reflects, I was here for a remand testimony, and his testimony was that any future re-estimating we would do would employ that type of a methodology.
Vermont Gas Vice President Eileen Similardes is expected to testify Tuesday morning, followed by witnesses from some of the pipeline's opponents. A decision from the board is expected this summer. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.